The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. Well, good afternoon. And yes, we have another Tuesday with Adventures in Recovery. It's kind of 1:30 or thereabouts, but it's always a pleasure to be with you folks. And so thanks for tuning in. Hey, Tom Walston, your host here for Adventures in Recovery every Tuesday at around 1:30. And, you know, keep in mind we are on island time. But we got a great show packed in today with a guest, a return guest, one of our favorites. Kenny Alton is going to be with us today. And we're also going to be hearing about August is the Make a Will Month. Going to tell you how you can put together a free, no-cost will. And that's right off of the VYFS website. So more about that. And with Kenny, right after this.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Now, some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, a friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
And you've got a friend with, well, with Vashon Youth and Family Services, but also with Voice of Vashon, KVSHLP, on Vashon. Well, he is a licensed counselor and a grief group facilitator at Vashon Youth and Family Services, as well as offering a course coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, join me in welcoming Kenny Alton.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. Yeah, I just want to let everybody know about our next series of grief support groups. This one's called Living with Grief. This will be our third year, I believe.
I think so.
Yeah. And it's going to be starting September 15th, and it's going to run every other week. The fall series will be a series of six, so September 15th and the 29th. October 13th and 27th, November 10th and the 24th. And this year it'll be at the Land Trust building from 6 to 7:30. We're also going to offer during the holidays, because that seems to be the most difficult time to like make these transitions and dealing with grief and the struggles, that emotional struggles that we have. And so we will offer a navigating grief through the holiday. It's just a single meeting, December 1st, 20, and at the Land Trust building as well. All these throughout the year. So we'll have a fall, a one-off in the holiday season, and then we'll have a winter, possibly a spring. We're still trying to figure out that. We're also hoping to offer sort of like a collective grief ritual that will be outside of the normal ones we do in the fall and winter series. And they'll both be series of six every other week.
Interesting. And, you know, the ones, especially over the holidays, that's a really high-stress, emotional time of year anyway, when a lot of things are stirred up that relate to traditions and maybe reflecting on people that are no longer with us, but they're still a huge part of those memories and of those traditions. So if you're thinking about that, this might be a good thing for you and as far as your emotional and spiritual growth. The format usually consists of, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's group conversations focused on living with grief, using storytelling and shared experiences to foster the healing, and things you just need to bring some either closure to or some cases opening to.
Right. Grief is the way to self. Grief is the way to knowing what your emotional content is. There's no grief without love. There's no grief without joy. There's no grief without sadness. And these are these emotions that help us bring us closer to each other. And I think one of the most important things about this is what I'm trying to do is to normalize, not pathologize this, subjects like tears or crying or the process of grieving, but to do it as a community. And I think that's missing for us. There's no collective catharsism anymore. We seem to do things individually and privately, and humans are communal. I think this kind of the self-help thing is great, but what it does is it takes out the factor that we really need each other to process. And so to try and do this as a collective, as a community, is really, really important, I think.
Well, and it can be kind of scary. It's like, well, I kind of want to show up, but what if I get emotional? What if I cry?
Exactly.
And that's the whole point, is being able to have the courage to walk through that fear and realize you're not alone with that. I'll give you an example. This weekend, I had the pleasure of, some of you out there may have seen Rent here on Vashon. What an emotional experience it was for me, because I saw Rent the year it came out. It was 30 years ago. This is the 30-year anniversary when the AIDS epidemic was at its height. I saw it in Minneapolis, where the writer was from, that coincidentally died the day that it premiered and got the Tony Award. But anyway, a big part of that movie, or that big part of that play, is around things that were happening at that era. AIDS was a big part of that. And I'm not going to be a spoiler, but that played a role in the play, and I found myself kind of getting embarrassed because I have tears rolling down my face because of past emotions that I felt by losing a lot of friends during that era. And we're talking about the late 80s, the early 90s. And I was really vulnerable, even though it was a dark theater at the Vashon Center of the Arts. It was uncomfortable, but I tell you what, I left there feeling so light because I was able to be present for that release and seeing live theater.
Well, what you're talking about is you're tapping into the kind of origin of the healing modality around in Hellenistic period of Greece. There was the hospitals was based on this Asclepius healing. And you would go and you would dream your healing.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first part. You would dream your healing. So you would be in these rooms, you tied up in gauze, you made these sacrifices to honey cakes to the snakes, and you would dream this. And they have this all recorded. They have like, oh, I need to grind it some nuts or whatever. Or what if you have a dream that an animal touches one part of your body, that's where your healing needs to happen. Second part was food. Make your food your medicine. So you learn about herbal healing.
Okay.
The last part is the theater. So that was a collective catharsis. So you go through this, you be like in a, it was like their forms of hospitals, and they're all over the Mediterranean. I got, when I was traveling, I got to visit a few of the spaces. But that's, that was the healing modality, and that collective catharsis is why we have the Greek mass, the comedy and tragedy. Those are actual Greek mass, so you could project yourself onto that and help that process through. Like, what started me on this, and I think I told the story before, was the collective catharsis of Robert Kennedy when he was assassinated.
When you were visiting
New
Washington.
When I was visiting is, you know, so I think we don't have those anymore. And I think that's what this individualism is taking away. My teacher who I worked with and did a lot of her grief rituals, Subhanfu Somme, is you do not grieve alone. Mm. It's not healthy to grieve alone. We have to do it together because that's what humans do.
Well, it's what humans do. But in our Western culture,
right,
we don't have that tradition. Uh-huh. And that is why I'm so glad you had the opportunity to experience that over in Europe, right?
Uh-huh. It's not happening anymore, but I think we had inherited those traditions. We sort of moved it into entertainment, but if you really look at theater and movies, it's a collective experience, you know, that helps us find this cathartic expression that we need to do.
So let me ask you this. On that topic, do you have a movie that you can count on that's always going to really start those eyes sweating?
Oh, Iron Giant for me.
Iron Giant. I gotta
always,
check that out.
You got it. Well, I will do, like I did the first with View at YFS, I did the Never Ending Story, which I think is really definitely a film about grief. And the next one I'll do will be in September, in between these. It'll be The Song of the Sea, a beautiful Irish animated movie that has all the topics of grief and all the way we concretize our hearts and protect ourselves instead of actually finding movement and processing our grief.
Wow. Did you ever see, because here's mine. It's old school, but it's called Ordinary People.
Yes.
With Donald Sutherland and, of all people, Mary Tyler Moore.
Unprocessed grief, right? And she comes into control. She comes into reactivity.
Yes.
And it becomes inherited family trauma because the process of grief is not done.
Powerful film.
Yes, yes.
Anytime I need some grief therapy, I'll pop it in the old VCR, because that's the format I have it in. Well, we're going to talk more with Kenny Alton in just a minute, but I also wanted to let you folks know about, I mean, there's so many cool things going on the island here, and there's a mindfulness workshop coming up, and that's going to be a four-week journey home to yourself. So, you know, in a world that often feels busy and overwhelming and constantly connected, it can be difficult to find moments to simply pause, breathe, and reconnect with yourself. So this is going to be a four-week series, Foundation of Calm, Coming Home to Stillness, Movement as a Medicine, and finishing up week four with From Me to We, Learning Compassionate Communication that Strengthens Your Relationships with Yourself and Others. So, the facilitator is Alexis Greer. She's a certified mindfulness facilitator. And that is going to be coming up starting on September 6th, okay, at Studio Still Point. That's at 17205 Vashon Highway. And the cost is $80. And there are scholarships available. To register, just go to mindfulnessbasedwellness.org. Once again, that's mindfulnesswellnessbased.org. So check it out. This could be something that you can grow emotionally, grow spiritually, and maybe find some serenity in your own life. All right? And another note before we get back to Kenny Alton is August, if you didn't know by now, is Make a Will Month. And VYFS is partnering with an organization called Free Will. So, folks, you can make your will for free. And considering making your legacy in a way that takes care of your families, island neighbors. And if you want to check this out, like I said, it's free. just go to the VYFS website and go to Support Us and Planned Giving. Or check your email. You may have gotten a email promoting this as well. So thank you for making a lasting impact for Islanders in need of support for many years to come. So back more with Kenny Alton.
Yeah, I also want to add on to that of what's happening is the Death Cafe at the Senior Center, which is 2nd and 4th Wednesdays at 6:30. And then there's a grief ritual. That these are our at the Senior Center the first Sunday of every month at 1 p.m. And this kind of, you know, just to creating a relationship with this thing that we all have to deal with, and most of us don't, is death. And,
And we don't know how, we don't know how to.
Well, yeah. And the, well, my Sufi teacher told me to do three things every day because I was kind of slacking in my studies. But he said, do your death meditation every day. Do your prayers, whatever that prayer is. If it's a mindfulness, if it's a meditation, if it's actual prayers, and know that God provides. But when you create this relationship with death, when you create this meditation with death daily, is you're actually creating a relationship with how to live and what's vital to you and what's important to you.
See, that makes total sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got that coming up.
Yeah.
You got your grief group coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of you folks already know Kenny Alton. You've seen him perform in this city. You've seen him... Even the last time was down at Over Park with your daughter.
Yes.
That had to be fun.
Oh, it was, yeah, that was a gift to be able to, you know, play piano while she sings and plays violin is probably the highlights of my life.
Yes. It was a tender moment. I got to watch it on YouTube.
Well, the thing is, I wrote one of the songs I wrote for her. I have these series of songs that I wrote as a conversation with her, one before she was born, a month before she was born, and one 2 months after she was born, and she got to sing this. So it was like Indigo's first song, Indigo's second song, Indigo's third song. It's just a conversation I wanted to have with her. She got to sing it.
Wow!
And that was our second song we performed, and it was just an honor for her to like to perform that.
What a full circle moment!
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, folks, amazing. I want to thank Kenny for being with us today. He's going to be back because he's involved with a lot more stuff on the island coming up in a few more weeks. He's going to be talking about Men's Council.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, thanks again, Kenny.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate having you here.
Thank you.
We're going to close out today's show with You Got a Friend. Yeah, Kenny Loggins.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, nothing, well, nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your dark. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, baby, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, yeah. All you got to do is call. And I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend when people can be so cold? They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let. Just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh, yeah. Got it.